Blog Talk Radio.
We both receive,
but it's been made.
But you'd rather make it hard. burn me like a pun. My eyes saw the deception, my heart wouldn't let me love. Some dumb woman was I. Every time he lied, he would cry. And it's gonna die. My heart must have died a thousand deaths to pay myself. Tony Braxton thought I never catch my breath. Nothing left, he saw the heart beating from my chest. I tried to call the cops and type a deep they get arrested. Praise the press. Need the cardiac arrest. Diamonds and turned diamonds, but he convinced me I was worth less. When my people would protest, I told them I didn't deserve it, cause I was complex. More than just a sex, I was blessed. We couldn't feel it like when I was correct. I spent nights touching my breast, overwhelmed by God's best. I was God's best, contemplating death and good to let. But no man is ever worth a paradise. Ooh, no man is ever worth a paradise. No man is ever worth a paradise. Man, I'm sad.
Where were you when I needed you? Yes, 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 that was Lauryn Hill with the X Factor bringing us into tonight's program. I am her. Much love, much respect to each and every one of you. When we see, say, we do here on the Royal Family Network. And this is I Am Her tonight on this Tuesday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time. I'm live in Detroit, Michigan. This is I Am Her with Empress, Tish, Dion, and Slim Bella. And I wanted to do some things a little bit differently than normal tonight. First off, let me say for all the callers that have called in and those that are listening in online, we definitely do love and appreciate the support that we are getting when we are on. We have not been on the last two nights due to technical difficulties, but we are on tonight. We're starting tomorrow night. The time will be 10. It'll be, it'll be 10 to 12 tomorrow evening, or 10 to 11, I'm sorry, Eastern Standard Time. We have a new time for our brother Davis. His show will be on Wednesday evening from 10 to 11. So I would definitely wanted to put that out there in the archives and for those that are listening in. You can go like us on Facebook, Facebook gave me back my Facebook page, Michelle Love Lee. So you could definitely go on there and follow us on Facebook at the Royal Family Network. Give us a like. You can listen to some past episodes. You could also go online on Blog Talk Radio, the Royal Family Network online, and listen to any archive show all the way up into the very first program that we had. So I definitely just wanted to put that information out there for our people that are listening in. You can follow us on Instagram as well at the Royal Family Network. Yes, yes, yes. This is I Am Her. So we always want to always tell our let our sisters know I love you, my sister. Whether your hair is bald, natural, braided, if you're wearing a wig or weave, I love you, my sister, whether you wear makeup false nails or fake eyelashes, whether you're a crackhead, a stripper, or a prostitute. I love you, my sister. Even if you're light skin, brown skin, or dark skin, whether you're fat, skinny, thick, tall, or short, whether your ears are big or small, whether you wear glasses or no glasses, I love you, my sister. Even if you got 7 kids, 5 kids, 4 kids, 2 kids, 1 kid, I love you, no kid. I love you, my sister, whether you got 1 tattoo, no tattoos, 5 tattoos, 6 tattoos, 1 piercing, 2 piercings, 5 piercings. I love you, my sister, just for who you are. All this hating that we're doing towards one another, we definitely have been taking it too far. That's why we have this program here. And that's why we have the networking, especially on Tuesday nights on I Am Her. We definitely try to model that strong sisterhood. And we always come up with different deals and ideas to come up together to strengthen our sisterhood, to make our sisterhood stronger, to even have some type of sisterhood, because it's so messed up now. You know, it's like a lot of us are more so in competition or against one another than riding with each other. This is, I always say, I am my sister's keeper, and I mean that. When I say I am my sister's keeper, I'm not the one looking to backstab you for your man or trying to sabotage your relationship. That's not me. I'm not the one that's running down all your personal business through Facebook and Instagram and social media just because we might have a disagreement. It's time for us to love one another and have each other's back and stop trying to tear one another down. If you get upset with your sister, calm down. Have a drink. Roll up. Smoke. Get your mind right before you go blabbing your business around town through the airwaves or through social media sites. I see it every day on my timeline. Somebody's talking about somebody else's business just because they don't meet the standards of the so-called codes of this newly found Christian, these conscious Christians. And I say that because everybody's pointing a finger and trying to see who's doing what and who ain't doing this and who's doing that. And if you ain't doing this, then you this and then you that. And that's terrible. Being conscious is just being aware of what's going on around you, being aware of the genocide that's going on, just opening your eyes up to the truth. That shit, this shit's been going on for years, hundreds of years. So being conscious is just being aware. That does not make you better than the next. It does not make you any more different than your brother or your sister. We have to get out of this. And I have to admit that the beginning, when I first, you know, started my awakening or conscious journey or whatnot, I was like that. I used to be, y'all need to do this, and ooh, if you don't do this, and y'all, nah, fuck all that. You know, everybody's struggle is different, but everybody have one, and everybody's timing is not the same. So, your family that you want so hard to wake up, they might not be meant to wake up, and then some of them just might take a little bit longer than you. You know, Thanksgiving, so-called Thanksgiving, we know the massacres, we know that the Pequot tribes and the so-called pilgrims or whatever was slaughtered, and, you know, we know the truth behind Thanksgiving, but we also have to understand as a people that is true. A lot of us don't get together until these so-called holidays come around, and We have to learn how to look at it for what it is, because I know me personally, I rock for my family throughout the year, most definitely, you know. But there are some family members that you don't see but on these so-called gatherings and get-togethers, and that does not make me any less or more than my family, because they might not be awakened. And I'm telling y'all, everybody in my family is Christian. So whatever gathering I gotta go to, I gotta hear Jesus and prayers. I gotta this all that. I'm not being ignorant while they're praying, doing something ignorant or whatever. I just keep my eyes open and I just focus on something else. You know, I can't act like, because I used to be that I'm not going. But you know what? You have to strengthen yourself, just like so-called Christianity, when you thought you were saved. I'm saved. Oh, I don't listen to that type of music no more. Mm-mm. I don't smoke no more. I don't drink no more. I can't go around this and that. You know, that's how the Christians, the so-called Christians act. Some of them that ain't hypocrite, but you know, like, I can't be around this atmosphere. But that's just the beginning, and once you've grown spiritually, like within this consciousness, I can be around anything and everywhere. It's different situations. I don't have to do what they're doing. I don't have to believe what they're believing, but I can still be there. Now, I can still be there around my family, loving my family, giving my family love, having a good time with my family. I'm not going to act like I'm too uptight. Oh, no. Do y'all know what y'all eating? Do you know what you're doing to yourself? No, because everybody in my family on my Facebook page, and I feel like this. If you want to know, ask. Because I'm not here to debate with nobody and to try to, you know, debate. Y'all want to know? Ask me. And it's happened. Family members have asked. What you be talking about? What's all that? La, la, la. You know what I'm saying? So just because you're aware of what's going on around, we are aware of these so-called pagan holidays or whatever, that does not mean that you can't go and still love your family. That's all I'm saying. We ain't too good to interact and still love our family, because my mom, my dad, my sister, my brother, all my family, my cousins, my aunties, everybody, Christians, everybody, you know. And of course, I'm the one they looking at like she. I done lost my mind, y'all. I done fucking sold my soul to the damn devil. Some man got me all involved in this bull and this Muslim shit. You know, this is the stuff my family says, and it's okay. Because I know who I am, and I know what I'm doing. And I know what I'm doing is for the betterment of myself, my family, and our people. So I know I'm not on nothing negative. I know I'm not doing the wrong things. So I know that within myself. So I'm able to go around family members, and I'm able to go around some that I might want to be ignorant and fuck with me. But I already know how to shut that down. You know, we have so-called Christmas coming up or whatnot. Make these times, do things. We should do things all the time with our families, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. But no, but as far as Christmas goes, no. I mean, I won't be buying anything, you know. My sons understood this last year. But it don't matter with them because they have other family members. They got their dad's side. You know, they're going to get stuff, but they're just not going to get nothing from mommy. And when people ask, like, why didn't your mom buy you nothing for Christmas? Because she does not believe in that. And then that's when they begin to tell them why. You know, so, yes, I'm kind of tired of that. It's a difference in awakening. You can awaken your people or put little subliminal messages out there. But I'm not here. I just wanted to make this clear. I'm not here to force feed nobody. You take what if you don't like what I'm saying, just keep on moving. You know, I don't post for debates. I don't post to try to enthuse nobody, encourage nobody to do shit. I post what I post because it's my Facebook page, and I can post what the hell I want to post, pretty much. I'm not forcing nothing down nobody's throat. If you don't believe what I'm saying, research it. If you don't want to research it, keep it moving. Real, basically. Okay? Yes, to all the families that are online, can you press 1? It's a lot of people want. I want the family members to move to the top so I can open up your mics. And let's see, we got High Priestess. High Priestess on the line. Much love and much respect to you. High Priestess, your mic is
much
open.
Much love, much respect. Yeah. And Priestess, love to the family and the listeners.
Yes, happy belated solar return. Yay, yes, your solar return was Sunday, right? It was on Sunday,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, thank you, love. Appreciate it.
We's getting younger around here. Younger and younger.
Yeah. I'm kind of preoccupied because I've stumbled on some real shit. Trying to figure this shit out because I ain't never seen something like this because it's a black queen that was found on the moon. I think Fundraiser mentioned it a while ago. You ever seen it, like that little clip on YouTube?
It was a queen found on the moon. What do you mean?
You gotta see it. They're gonna make you scratch your head and you're gonna be damn dizzy because they not only found one sister, they found the head of another sister. Remember, I was speaking about Angkor Wat, Cambodia, and how the people look like black genies. People on the wall from Cambodia. And you can tell they sisters.
Right.
So it's like,
I mean, it is.
Yeah, it's weirding me out because they said that they did some tests and shit and they couldn't tell whether they were dead or alive. You know, the one that was incomplete, you know, intact. And I'm trying to see. I need to do some research on it because it could be a host, it might not be. But they sisters, that's what I could tell you. They look like sisters. So I really would like to know some more about it. And it's supposed to be like somebody that was recovered from a spaceship off the dark side of the moon, it says, on the Apollo 20, which supposedly ain't documented, you know what I'm saying? So one of those conspiracy theories type of things. But it's interesting. So I was kind of like throwed off when the show started. That's one of the rabbit holes. I'm going to definitely have to slide down and see what the garden.
Yes. I'm like, yeah. I would like to know what's going on with that as well. Because I remember we were stating that no one ever even made it to the moon before.
Yeah. And it's documented that they've seen people coming, you know, from out of space, supposedly. So it's like somebody seeing something shit.
Right.
And I honestly think it's a civilization that was on the moon. We came, you know, from, you know, the cosmos. So why wouldn't there be other civilizations, you know, out there?
Right. There are other civilizations, most definitely. It's just not Earth. So, yes, they might not look exactly like us in human form, though, but...
I think that they made that movie Guardians of the Galaxy. We are the Guardians, and this whole shit is not just this planet, the whole galaxy.
That's maybe what I have to check out. Before we go further, I definitely want to get this done before I forget. Tuesdays on Facebook is Tell a Sister She is Beautiful When You Love Her Tuesdays, even though we already know our sisters are beautiful and they're loved every day. But Tuesdays is where we acknowledge 8 sisters, and we tagged them in the post and let them know that we do love them, and they are beautiful. So I wanted to give a shout-out to our sisters to this week. And we have Talisha Edwards of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Much love to you, sister. Michelle Lewis from London, UK. Much love to you. Misty Pruitt from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Much love to you, sister. Claudia James from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Much love to you. We got Keith Floyd from Detroit, Michigan. Much love to you, my sister. Tiffany James Steen from McGehee, Arkansas. Much love to you. And Sachet Abab Ray Ray from Detroit. That's also the sister that made my dress. Much love to you. And Angel Enlo from Cincinnati, Ohio. Much love to you. We definitely do love and appreciate all of our sisters here. This is about uplifting, strengthening our sisterhood, because it seems so hard to do with one another nowadays, you know. So that's why we have a program on Tuesdays, is to bring sisterhood together, come with different ideas, just different builds on, and coming from different point of views as well. Because we have to remember how important it is for us to reconnect and realign ourselves with one another as sisters, not bitches, hoes, nothing but, you know, trash. Because I can't remember a time where, you know, sisters talk about sisters in a good way. It's always something negative, you know. It's always something. As soon as sisters open up her damn mouth, it's about who fucked who, who sucked who, who did this. And, you know, it's always something. We're so angry. And that's another thing I wanted to touch on tonight, with about sisterhood, about relationships, you know, about how come. I watched, I've been on a watching movie binge. I kind of been watching some movies that I've always wanted to watch that I've really never watched, or I went to the movies and watched it and just forgot. You know, because that's how I used to do. Sometimes I never even made it through movies. I'd be asleep. So I watched Four Colored Girls today for the first time. Actually wasn't. I watched it when it came out in the movie theater years ago, and then I just watched it freshly again today. And it really was a very, very good movie, looking at different backgrounds of women and teenagers' lives. So I wanted to talk a little bit on that as well. I want to touch on this because a lot of people always want to know what's going on with the so-called black woman, and we are really broken inside. We are really torn, you know, and it's because of the different situations that we have to face as women. You know, not taking nothing from the brothers, but the women, I feel like the so-called black woman has it more harder than the so-called black man says he has it. And I say that because there are a lot of women that will take care of a man, that will take care of a man quick, bring you in, feed you, give you somewhere to stay, give you some real good loving, as long as you return the love back to her. But then you look and you think, you say, man, it's not too many men doing that for us women. It's too many. It seems like it's more men getting taken care of and looking to be taken care of from the woman. Not saying that it ain't no man that do their thing, because I know plenty of brothers that's about their business, take care of good husbands, boyfriends for their woman or whatnot. I'm not taking nothing away from that. But I'm looking at the scenario from my point of view, you know, and from what I'm seeing for myself. A lot of things I talk about, I've been through them. And, yeah, I've been through. I was through a marriage and through relationships before then, you know, and whatnot. And it's the same pattern. It's like when you think of as a woman, see, when we mess up at, we try to change our man. We'll get one and try to mold them into who we want them to be, and that's not who they are. See, sometimes we tend to look over the truth, you know, because a brother would tell you, just like a sister, but we talk about the brothers tonight because this is I Am Her, and this is a show for sisterhood. This is a show for the brothers. This is not a man-bashing show either. I want to put that out there because a lot of y'all brothers be in y'all feelings when we get to talking the truth about y'all. Okay, so anyway, so we are always the ones that get ourselves caught up. We try to change a man after they show us who they are, and that's where I feel like we mess up at a lot. So first and foremost, sisters, take it from me. I thought I had the perfect relationship every time I was with a man. Every time I was with a brother, I thought this was it. And that's our problem. We fall too quick. Our emotions get attached too quickly. So we think whatever man paying us the most attention and doing all the things at that moment, oh, this is it. I'm snatching him up. I'm keeping this brother. This is the one. But then it might be little incidents here and there that he's showing you who he is. But we overlooking that because we just want that void filled. For some reason, we don't want to be alone. I don't want to be alone. A lot of women have these no good brothers that don't mean them nothing. They can be abusive mentally and physically, you know, and they won't let them go because they don't want to be alone. You feel like you gotta have somebody sleeping next to you when you go to sleep or when you wake up. And once we realize, see, the thing is, we have to realize who we are first. Because once you grasp self and you grasp your purpose and who you are, you're not going to accept nothing less than what you know you are worth. So let me say that again. Once you grasp self, there won't be no way that you will have the same continuance of issues when it comes to relationships. You'll rather wait and stop trying to take the first man that act, the first half-ass decent man that you feel like is decent. Now let me go back to this. I want to start at this part in the for color girls. It was a sister, the black, or it was about our sister, but this sister, she was kind of back and forth about dating. She didn't want to date because she had a dark past, blah blah. But she was happy in life, a dance instructor, a dance teacher, just so happy and jolly in life. She met a brother. A couple of times they went out. So the last date they had, she gave him a little peck. He wanted to clean. He said, I can't come up, can I? However she said it, she said, not tonight. So when she got home from work the next day, she had flowers at her door. She was just so happy that she got these flowers from this brother that she invited him to her apartment for dinner and drinks. But when he got there, that was not his intention. His intentions was to fuck. So she's finishing up dinner, pouring some wine. Next thing you know, this nigga getting naked. She asking him, like, what are you doing? He like, don't act like you don't want it. You know I'm right. You know I'm up here at your apartment because you want, you know you want this. And he raped her. And he raped her, and she didn't know. That's not what she intended. She got raped by somebody that she knew, that she went out with a couple times. He raped her because he felt she wanted it, because she invited him to her place. See, that's us opening up, being weak, opening up, not knowing who we are inviting in our place, and she ended up getting raped. And for those that watched it, of course, he tried another sister. She stabbed and killed him. You know what I'm saying? So he definitely, you know, got what it comes to. But I just wanted to mention that, and also, there was another sister that I wish I knew these sisters' real name. I don't, but it was another sister that had a very abusive relationship. She had a man. He went over to the war, came back crazy as hell, insecure, drinking a lot, and very, very abusive to her their two children and to her. She was an assistant for 8 years working at some executive. This was a strong sister because she walked into work every day after getting her ass beat, after being mentally and physically torn down on a regular. She still went to work every day like nothing ever was wrong. She loved this man. This man, she comforted him. She tried whatever she could for him not to react in a violent way. She was speaking positively to him when he was speaking negatively about himself. She uplifted him to show him, I love you, but I won't marry you. He wanted to marry her. She didn't want to get married. She knew damn well she wasn't about to marry his crazy ass. But anyway, this brother ended up throwing both of their children out of the window and killing them. His temper got that bad that he killed his own children in front of her. Why? Why did it lead up to that? Y'all know I'm talking about a movie, but these are actual, I'm pretty damn sure these are real situations that happen to us women. So this is just a movie acting as it, but I'm pretty sure this shit happens. I know it happens. So what's the problem with this situation with this sister? She knew of the mental issues that was going on, but I'm pretty sure she didn't picture him killing their children. But why did it have to get to this point that comes from us not loving ourselves, not thinking better of ourselves or our children, just trying to continue to keep the comfort of this brother, this man? The one sister trusted this brother, she got raped. This other sister loved her. She knew her man had a fucking problem. And he ended up killing their children. The woman she worked for, high up, Jetta Jackson played this role, uppity, whoever her job was, executive, whoever the fuck she was, she had that show. She's married. Perfect fucking husband. So called. He all in her money, $200,000. He took out her account without her permission. She goes to the doctor. she has HIV. Because the man she married is an undercover brother. He said it. So she said, I've been with you and you, I can't believe I'm married to a man that likes to get fucked in the ass. And he said, nah, I like to do the fucking. He said, every day of my life, every day that I live, I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm a husband. But when it comes to my sex life, I want to be with another man sexually. That's it. Not no relationship, homeboy this, homeboy that. I just wanna have a sexual relationship with a man. That's it. This shit is crazy. This is shit that's happening for real. There are women that's married to men that are fucking other men and bringing it home to their wives because of what? Trust. Because we love this man. We love this man. We trust them. They're destroying. They're being destroyed. Because of we love so much and we have to have somebody, not even knowing who we're dealing with. It was another sister. She was beautiful and young, and she picked up a different guy every night. She worked at the bar. Every night. She wasn't no prostitute. She wasn't selling no pussy. She just liked to fuck. And she liked to fuck and be gone. Bye. Homeboy, whoever the dude is, every night, get the fuck out my house. See ya. And that's a pattern that she had for a long time. And why? Why was she this way? What made her this way? It's because she was molested and raped by her own father. Turned her into a cokehead and a sex fiend for free. She wasn't selling pussy. She just liked to get fucked. It came out with her and her mother arguing, and her mother said it and she admitted it. Yes. She knew that was why she had the issue that she had. And her little sister almost died from an abortion that she got by some lady in the hood. I really, the concept of this four color girls was great because it had a, this, I'm not even talking about all the stories, I can't even remember them all, but it seems like every different story that we had, they had on that movie was all traced back to a man. Like the mentality of these sisters. The reason why they ended up in the situations that they were in was all because of a man that they trusted, that they loved. How can we heal, sisters? How can we heal when we constantly doing the same things over and over and over again. I didn't get my heart broken so bad. I didn't try to. I said, okay, you know, just from starting from dating as a teenager, if it didn't work out with this one, okay. All right, this a pretty boy. Fuck it. I'm going to give me an ugly boy. I'm going to give me somebody don't nobody even want to pay attention to. Shit still didn't work. Didn't matter how shape, size, color, whatever. It didn't matter. Because at the end of the day, it had to take for me to not allow what I didn't want. I've met some sisters that didn't want to, that talk about not being abused, not wanting to have a man that put his hands on them. But then you turn around and you get one and you start swinging and fighting at him. And how do you expect a man not to defend himself? But I can't say there are some brothers that do not hit a sister no matter what they do to them, and that's what's up. You know, but sisters, we can't be just wilding off and going crazy and trying to, you know, fuck a nigga up and don't expect, you know, the what's coming afterwards. We gotta learn how to. Do y'all even know? Silence is the best punishment you could ever give somebody. Don't say a fucking word. That has scared them even more than anything else. Just shut up. That shit'll drive them crazy. You ain't saying shit. Silence is golden in relationships. But yes, I love that. That movie was a great movie, and it really pointed out a lot of the our downfalls as sisters. We only going to deal with what we accept. We're not going to accept only but what we allow ourselves to accept. And right now, in 2016, I'm not trying to tell nobody how to run their relationships or how to run their lives. If you're in a relationship right now and it's great, great. But if you're in one and you always crying and you always hurting and you always thinking to yourself why you should get out of this relationship. You dealing with a brother that's constantly telling you he ain't gonna cheat on you no more, he's still doing it. And if you still there, it's because that's what you like. And it ain't no such thing as, oh, he doing it, I'm gonna do it too. I'm gonna go and do my dirt. I'm gonna go fuck if I know he out here fucking bitches or whatever, then I'm about to go fuck with some niggas. That two wrongs don't make a right in a relationship if you try to be in one. If y'all wanna play them games, don't even be together. Because a lot of the issues why we can't have decent relationships sometimes is because we're too fucking selfish. Everybody want to think for themselves, want to only worry about themselves, like they're the only ones that can get hurt. We the only ones that can be hurt. If a brother is bringing you down and not lifting you up, there's something wrong with that. If you find your sister, because it's your sisters, I know a few, that can't keep a damn man because they don't never lift them up. Now, we definitely can't destroy a good man and bring him down. We got to continue to lift them up and bring them up. That's we can't do that. I can't stand when I get phone calls and it's all of just talking down on a husband or man or whoever. It's just nothing positive. It's negative. You know, how do you expect to have a good relationship and you calling around talking down on your significant other? We have to take charge of our heart. You have to guard your heart like never before. You got to guard your yoni like never before. To each his own. Hey, it's some sisters that just like to have sex. They just figured that's yoke that's on you. Do you. Fuck whoever you want. I'm not here to point judgment on nobody. I'm here speaking what I feel. You ain't gotta agree with me, but I'm just speaking on what I feel. And the time that we're in now, this feminine energy definitely is strong, and we trying to keep it strong and strengthen one another. But we can't if we're distracted and disturbed by someone that really don't love us and really don't want the best for us. They just want to use us, and we're just convenient at this time. We need to get them type of people up out of our lives and only put your energy and your time into someone that can help you grow, not bring you down, okay? I just felt that was a very nice, I love that nice movie, and it was very, it had a whole lot of different messages in there. So if anybody's listening never saw that Full Color Girls, it's a very good movie to watch and see, okay? Yes, I'm going to open up some mics here, so you can press 1. We got a caller ending in 8132. Much love, much respect. Your mic is open. Hello, caller ending in 8132. Much love, much respect. Your mic is open. Okay. I guess they might have pushed that by mistake, but we are up at the 10 o'clock hour. So I'm going to go ahead and take our break, and then we'll come back in with the second half of I Am Her.
Find it hard to say that everything is alright. Don't look at me that way, like everything is alright. 'Cause my own eyes can see through all your false pretenses. What you fail to see is all the consequences. You think our lives are cheap and easy to be wasted as history repeats. People sleep, too comfortable to face it. His life's so heart of man. Cause like the Bible says, his blood is on the hands.
park. You said chill after dark. Ooh, when you took my heart, that's when we fell apart. Cause we both thought that love lasts forever.
Lasts forever.
They say we too young to get ourselves wrong. Ooh, we didn't care. We made it very clear. And they also said that we couldn't last together. My first crime, and I never thought that we was gonna see each other.
See each other.
And then I came out, mommy moved me down south. Oh, I ain't with my girl who I thought was my world. It came out to be that she wasn't the girl for me.
Girl for me.
See, it's very divine. You're one of a kind, but you mash up my mind. To get this line.
Yes, yes, yes. We're back here this Tuesday night on the Royal Family Network with I Am Her, with Empress Tish, Dion, and Slim Bella. We've been building on before we went to break, I was talking about the For Color Girls movie that I watched earlier, and was the different parts of the movie was, you know, it's about the true struggles, about the real struggles, the real life issues that is going on with the sisters, you know. And yes, I can't even realize how come I didn't remember what it was about before when I watched it when it first came out. And that just comes to show you different stages. You know, I spoke about consciousness, you know, and how consciousness is a lot of different stages of consciousness, but being conscious is just being aware of what's going on around you. So at that time when that movie came out, my mind was, you know, I guess somewhere else. But now when you're in a different mind frame, you pay more attention. You know, I've been watching some movies that I wasn't able to watch as a kid, and I still didn't watch them. And I was like, let me go back to some of these movies that came out in the 80s and the 90s. And if it's not subliminal message in every one of them, damn near, you know, I don't know what to tell y'all. You know, it's just like they've been putting things in our faces forever, and we just don't look at it. We don't see it. You know, like the Pope prays to a woman. He prays to the so-called black woman and child. You know, a lot of them over there in Europe does, in their own little private chambers, of course. You know, while our people in America are praying to Virgin Mary or so-called white Jesus, and you know, and that's as backwards. If for those that listen to the network, and we always say that everything that's been taught for us to do right is wrong, is opposite. So our people's minds are gone over religion, over Jesus, or blah, blah, blah. That's a white man, and it's supposed to be a black woman, so-called. You know, so everything is flip-flopped, you know, back and forth to what it really supposed to be. This feminine energy is strong. It has to be, you know, and it's time to bring in, it's time for us to bring in a matriarch, and I'm not talking about Hillary Clinton, because it's a wrap, but it's mothers standing up for their children. First of all, it's mothers standing up for themselves, not just mothers, sisters, period. Standing up for themselves. You know, if you are in an abusive relationship, stand up. Say no more. You know, if you're in a relationship that does not bring you happiness, it does not bring you love, it does not bring you upliftment, that's not the relationship for you. You have to find, you definitely have to have that physical connection, spiritual connection. And there are some people that have spiritual connections and have never even connected. You know, if y'all ever heard, they say, you know, relationships, long distance relationships work out because it's not physical. It's more so of a spiritual, because you're not physically seeing that person all the time. You're not around that person every day or whatever the case may be. It's the spiritual connection. You know, I believe the absence of the physical body is what makes it stronger, you know. So, yes, I wanted to also say, speak to anybody that want to say something, press 1. I can open up your mic. If not, I'm going to keep on moving on here. As a child, my mom, we have to go back to teaching our children, just like we taught our children. Like my mom taught us about church and Jesus, and her mom did it, and her mom did, you know. We were taught Jesus, we were taught Santa Claus, we were taught the Easter Bunny, blah, blah, blah. We put that shit in our kids' head all the time. Y'all know it. Every Christmas, you what Santa Claus gonna get you? Santa Claus, you know, you better be bad. You better be good, or Santa Claus not gonna bring you no gifts, or, you know, your child tooth fall out. You put that tooth under your pillow for the tooth fairy. You know, let's go see the Easter Bunny. You know, it's Halloween. You know, it's time to, how we stay devoted to these different lies that we fed our children. It's time for us to teach our children the truth. You know, it's going to be up to us. We can't put it up to a school system, an education system, to teach our children the truth. It's something that we're going to have to actually do as parents. you know, I do it when I with my children. I have them, trust me, they learning something. You know, they're watching something with me, you know, or they're learning something, and they're the ones that's going back, you know, correcting their friends and letting them know, like, this is what it is, you know. So it starts with us. So we have to definitely teach our children the truth in self-love first before anything. We have to teach our children, you don't need me. You don't need Jesus. You don't need the pastors at the church. You don't need grandma, nana. You don't need to believe in none of them. The only person you need to believe in is you first. Believe in yourself. Everything else is not. You don't believe in Jay-Z. Don't be believing in Beyonce. And, you know, all that. Believe in yourself. I bet you if we question 20 children, who they wanted to be like when they grew up or whatever, I bet you 18 out of them 20 is going to name a celebrity, an athlete, superstar. You know, everybody else but themselves. Everybody else but themselves. So, yep, I did make the show tonight for an hour and a half because I knew I had to get off early to tend to some things. So that's why I had some few things that I wanted to speak about. And this is Sisterhood Night, so, you know, it was pertaining to us, pertaining to the sisters, and I just wanted for everybody to have to think about what's going on, you know, in your lives, because the less stress, the best. We got to go back to being happy and bringing in this positive energy around. It's too much sadness. It's too much negativity. And it's sad because some of the places where you think you can go and get positivity is negative there, you know. So yes, I know we will be on tomorrow evening. I will post it. I believe it's going to be 10 Eastern Standard and 9 Central Standard Time with As I See It, with our new Brother Brent, so from California, so he'll be on tomorrow evening, and then afterwards we definitely will be back on Sunday with the Pan Afro Indigenous Night here on the Royal Family Network, and for any of those that are listening in, we do have a couple of more slots available if you would like to have your own platform from anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 hours. You definitely can get that set up for you as well here on the network. I had a great time spending with my children. You know, they were out of school earlier, so everybody came over, and I call it my refreshing of my energy, because my children, I just love on them so much, my grandbabies, and it's just like I rejuvenate just from spending that time with them. It's like a rejuvenation, you know. So, yes. So, yep, I think I'm going to go ahead and end the show now that I'm just getting close to time that I have to get out of here. So we'll definitely be back here after I have to correct myself on the right time for tomorrow. I believe I'm saying it right, but I always post it. Yes, before we get out of here, we got the General John. Much love, much respect to you.
Much love, much respect. As I was sitting back, I concur with everything you're saying, and we have to get that. All this religion, all of this want to believe in somebody else other than yourself really means nothing in the bigger picture. Like I said, we've forgotten who we are, and we train our children to forget who they are, especially when it comes down to these so-called holy days that we call holidays. It's just a twist on words. We worship things that we know we shouldn't believe in.
Right.
But that's what we were taught, and that's all we know. But they say when you know better, you do better. And it's time for us to take our women, so-called make them, because you can't make anybody do anything, but allow them to take their place as far as where they need to go and as far as the spiritual thing goes, because when it comes down to it, all the religion in the world ain't going to help you in this system right now. This is a spiritual war, whether you want to look at it like that or not. All the materialistic things that come with guns and bombs and all that, none of that shit's going to matter. And this is what people need to realize. They're too busy running around from fear. We got to teach our kids. Stop depending on the school system and the government to teach your kids something you should be teaching, especially if you call yourself awake. Why you want to be awake and leave your kids sleeping? This is what it comes down to. We got to awake everybody. If you are a mother with kids or a father with kids, enhance and fortify what the school tells them and tell them the truth about what the school ain't telling them. I'm proud to see my brothers and sisters, young and old, who goes to school and get degrees, but those degrees mean nothing if you don't know who you are from the eternal aspect of who you are.
Right.
None of that means nothing, because guess what? What the government gives, the government will take away, even if they gave you degrees. Just to prove a point that you are nothing without them. The point will be made when you let them know that you are everything without even them. And this is what we got to instill in our children now. We are at the point in this life. This is the apocalypse. The revealing people, not Armageddon, the revealing. Everything is being shown to us. We can't sit back and cry next year, the next 5 years, the next 10 years, if our kids are out here getting killed or getting fucked up. It's our opportunity and our duty now to do just by our children, by our women, and by our men. And with that said, Empress, I know you got to go. Y'all have a good night.
All right, yes. Yes, and you're right. Yes, we're going to end with that. And that's all right. We'll be back here tomorrow night. Much love, much respect to each and every one of you.
Each and every one of you.
We say.
Go ahead.
We do.